but how do you do that? That's the question.
Can avicca develop it?
No, of course not.
So what can develop it?
Well, it's got to be wisdom. It's got to be awareness, satya,
yes. Panya. How can one have such wisdom without hearing, considering,
and
understanding?
Then what? And then what?
And then it conditions further or more confidence about realities right now.
Just to get things clearer, there's no dispute up to that. You know this much better than I do. There's no issue about hearing, considering, and conditioning. There's no dispute about that. But there's just one more would be added in there normally, in the traditional sense, which would be...
practice.
No, not even necessarily practice. But the stable of the mind is, the calm of the mind is, that
is
will
that
help the next stage.
Is that the goal?
No, I said that's one of the conditions I said. That would be
what
one of the conditions.
What is the main condition?
Well, how you started, but then you add another condition in there.
The main condition is right understanding.
Yes, but then there's other conditions. That I'm just saying then you would add this one in there and then go on to the next level. No one says you have to have calm, but calm can be a condition.
We use the term calm without knowing what calm is.
Quite. Well, we think of calm as being a state without tumultuous emotions.
Without lobha, dosa, and moha, and all defilements,
and lots of thinking. Yeah.
I mean, at each moment of kusala, there is calm. So at each of those moments of understanding, whether it's at the level of hearing and considering, or wise reflecting, or developing direct understanding, it's calm already.
Yes, but you see, that we used to talk about this in the past too. It depends how you want to do that. Reflection, considering. Some people may sit in one particular chair, other people may sit in a different chair, you know, to do that.
Excuse me. Even we are talking about considering, do we have to take time consider? Or while one is listening, realities perform their function. The one which consider performs that function. The one which is awareness at that level arises and performs its function. No one who have to do.
But you see, my day sometimes can be very busy, always on the phone and talking.
The mind, nama and rupa.
So to take the intention to come here and to be here right now where we're focusing on a particular topic is really very similar to when one goes to a monastery. If I stayed at home, I wouldn't be considering what I'm considering now. So the conditions are very useful for doing that here at the moment. And it's the same when you go to another place. Some environments are more conducive than others.
Who did that at all?
No, but conditions. But
by saying that they're conditioned, there must be the understanding of conditions too.
Yes, that's right. But the understanding will help develop those conditions, without a doubt. Understanding develops conditions.
What about knowing that all conditioned reality arises and falls away by conditions? And even thinking, people think differently by conditions too. So each moment is conditioned,
thinking. But it's not predetermined, we're not fatalistic. So therefore, each moment we have the ability to try and work on new conditions. I mean, by listening to Dharma, by reflecting, by taking more time to consider them, that's helping to generate different conditions. So we do have that ability to...
Since we always take everything for myself, for I, even thinking right there, it's also I. How can there be better understanding of realities as they are?
Through satyampanya, awareness in the present moment.
Present moment?
Yes, right now. That's the only way.
No need to go anywhere.
No, there's no need to. But through accumulations and tendencies, one may go somewhere else. For example, Jonathan and Sarah have come all the way from Hong Kong to here. Why? I mean, why do they come here? What's the point? So Nina comes here especially. I come here especially. Why do we? We could have stayed at home. But we come here because we find it helpful. Otherwise, we wouldn't come.
Conducive. It's a conducive environment for all to contemplate or consider. If we're at home sitting at our desk, not necessarily. I think that one thread that's actually coming through a lot of this most recent discussion is maybe, Ajahn, you can mention something about conducive environment. Because clearly we have come here for a purpose, and that is perhaps it is more conducive for us to contemplate or consider these aspects. Christine talks about, well, it is difficult in her daily life, and she kind of maybe can easily lose the plot when she's all by herself without this type of input. Perhaps some people go to meditation centers, it's quieter, it's still, there's not as much impingement on the senses, so it may be easier to contemplate these things. These are clearly conducive environments.
Nina's a very old practitioner. She's probably one of the reasons we're all here, all her writings. Why does she keep coming? She's had so much experience and she has so much... Why does she keep coming? I want to hear from her. Why is the case? Because you're right. Why does she bother coming? She knows all this. She knows so much, but yet she keeps coming.
It's conditioned. It's really conditioned.
So you have no choice.
No, because...
You're a victim.
No, I have some other thing too. You know, I would like to come without Lodewijk.
Without Lodewijk?
No. Alone, I wouldn't like to come.
You wouldn't want to come.
But the conditions are like this, that we can come together, you see. And next year too, we didn't have to do anything. And Atjan talked about her birthday, and Lodewijk spontaneously said, oh yes, we will be here.
That's next
so
year.
So, condition, yeah. You see, I didn't have to do anything.
Do you find any benefit in coming, or is it just
of course, otherwise I wouldn't be here. Any impingement, I don't agree that there is less impingement on the senses when you are in a quiet place. There's also impingement, just the same.
It's still visible object, it's still sound.
It's still attachment to seeing, attachment to hearing.
We don't want to lose them, so we must have attachment to them.
And what about thinking? Here or there? The same or different? There are conditions to have a kusala thought anywhere, anytime. I think that one thing that is very important is to understand the difference between the wrong path and the right path. If we don't know, we might take the wrong path for the right path. So it's not just knowing what the right path is, but that should be the understanding of the wrong path too. Otherwise, we think that it's right, but actually it's wrong. There are the 8 wrong paths, right? What are they? So that we will know, when one knows that it's wrong, that is right understanding. But when one doesn't know what the wrong path is, then one doesn't have right understanding yet. When it's wrong path, is it kusala or akusala? Easy to answer. Akusala, what we take for right awareness can be wrong or not awareness at all. We mistake concentration and other realities for right awareness. Right awareness is conditioned unexpectedly. It can be now or any time, so that one can understand the meaning of anattaness better and better. That no one can condition any reality at all. And this is the difference between right awareness of the Eightfold Path. And when we try and we like it and we want it, that cannot be right awareness at all. No understanding of the anattaness of any reality, because one can have such and such pleasant feeling or calm as one like, but there is no eradication or detachment from clinging at all.
I think the conclusion to me seems to be it's a question of understanding. And then, I think I've said this before, but then what you do is really very personal, because it's like Nina said while you were in the other room, she comes here because she finds it helpful. That's why she comes here.
For her understanding.
Yeah.
Not from having awareness.
Well, that's what we're all talking about.
She doesn't come here because she knows there'll be more awareness.
Yeah, but I find it very helpful that Atjan always reminds us one has to develop one's own understanding, not to follow.
Yes. But whatever it is, she finds it helpful in the Dharma. She finds the experience of coming here helpful in the Dharma.
To understand this moment as a dream.
As a dream.
Or like a dream.
Christina, I think that's the difference. You keep asking what is the difference between undertaking a certain kind of practice and coming to a discussion like this. I think the key difference is that there's no expectation of having more awareness.
But right from the beginning, and there should be detachment, because you said one of the lessons is detachment. It comes also along when there's a retreat. But Ajahn stresses right from the beginning, there has to be already a certain amount of detachment from self. Yeah, but Vince is asking all the time, how do we practice? How? But Ajahn has said, if there is no near goal this moment, there will not be a far goal. It's very good to know that. And that is the way. We don't have to use the word practice.
That's helpful to say little, the near goal. That's helpful.
Yeah, there's a little understanding at this moment, and that will accumulate and condition more.
Constantine, when we talk about the dream now, or the fantasy, or the illusion now, are you just referring to moments with ignorance, or are you referring to all concepts, or are you referring to all dharmas, including kusala dharmas, or those of understanding? Can we say all dharmas are a dream, or just when there is ignorance?
About the impermanency of all realities.
So
just appear and then
gone. So all conditioned
in split second. So what is left? Yeah. Only the sign.
Right. That's
the nimitta.
The
nimitta.
So that we talked about.
So there's only the sign, the nimitta is left.
Yeah. So we can say all conditioned dharmas, even panya, is like a dream, or can we say it's like an illusion, also
whatever
dharma? Yes. And sometimes you say when someone sees more and more the disadvantage of conditioned dharmas, the jitas bend towards the unconditioned element stage by stage. So, I mean, I'm just bringing in the point about nibbana. It's only by understanding conditioned dharmas and thereby gradually understanding the disadvantage of conditioned dharmas with detachment that jitas will eventually bend more and more towards the unconditioned element. I have a question arising from this. The Sotapanna has seen the danger, has understood the unconditioned Dharma by appreciating the disadvantage of conditioned Dharmas. But until the stage of Sakadagami, the unconditioned Dharma is not experienced again.
Why not?
Well, because
it can be Satipatthana anytime.
It can be Satipatthana anytime, but Nibbana is only the object of the Lokuttara Citta. So
no expectation again.
Right. Okay. Having clearly seen the disadvantage of conditioned dharmas, why is the unconditioned dharma only experienced at the next stage of enlightenment?
Okay. In daily life, there are conditions for conditioned realities to arise.
Right.
To be experienced. What else?
That's it.
So there can be more and more deeper and deeper understanding of reality, better and better.
Leading to more and more.
Seeing the dangers of what is left.
And turning away from it more and more.
So seeing the danger of conditioned dharmas of someone before Sotapanna is different from someone who is already a Sotapanna.
And to me, when thinking about the formal meditation, a formal practice, at that moment it's not understanding reality right now at all, turning away from this moment all the time. So how can there be the understanding of reality which has arisen by condition?
Is there anything about formal practice turns away from the present moment in reality?
What is formal meditation then?
It could be just sitting quietly.
Now?
Yeah, why not? We can do it now.
Is this formal meditation?
No, it's not formal.
So what is formal meditation?
Just sitting down quietly.
And there can be no understanding of reality right now at all?
There can be, yeah.
Now there is sitting.
Yeah, there can be.
So why expect about other place? Because it's not a matter of place or time. It's a matter of right understanding of reality right now. If there is no right understanding of reality right now, then it's moving away from understanding reality right now. Because what is real is just now. The one which has fallen away and the one which hasn't come yet cannot be object of understanding.
I think the point is that having a quieter environment, instead of being busy in comparison to being very busy in the world, can be a condition for...
One doesn't have confidence in panya.
That might be based on experience, you know.
Panya can understand. So no expectation for any Rian to become enlightened when and where at all. It's completely eliminated by right understanding.
I think that's the issue, you may not agree with that, but I do think that's the issue. The issue is that, I'm not saying in this environment, but as against being busy in the world and being somewhere where you're not so busy, there is more conditions.
That is not this moment. So we just keep on thinking.
Sure.
All the time. No awareness,
thinking,
no right understanding.
Thinking leads us to kill people, leads us to say terrible things, leads us to go for holidays. Because thinking does lead somewhere.
But what about the understanding? the reality. Any reality at any time can be object of understanding when it's developed. No choice. When it's fully developed, you cannot stop the moment of attaining enlightenment. But if you expect, it's not right understanding, because panya eliminates attachment. So it is panya. If it cannot eliminate attachment, it's not panya. It's I, it's lopa.
I'm sorry to bring this up, because you spoke about this morning, but I wasn't here earlier this morning. But what do you mean by the sign in the nimitta? What do you mean by that?
What do you see now?
Visible. Oh, I see Ajahn Suchin.
That is the sign of the arising and falling away of realities.
That is the sign. What would you say about the signs? A visible object and there's thinking, which it's memory.
From
if I have
what?
Dementia tomorrow, there's
thinking
no
out of what?
Sorry?
Thinking out of what?
Out of what? Out of concept.
Out of what is seen.
Out of what is seen, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So what is
so what is seen is seen, and what is thinking about what is seen is another reality.
That's right. So where does the sign come into this?
By not experiencing directly the arising and falling away of realities.
I see. Mm-hmm. By the sign you mean the conceptual viewpoint.
The succession of the arising and falling away of realities.
And the nimitta is the same as the sign.
Yes, nimitta of rupa, nimitta of vedana, nimitta of sanya, nimitta of sankhara, nimitta of vinyana.
So you could say that the sign in the nimitta is all illusion. It's based on reality, but it's illusion because it's not the real.
It's the sign of the real.
It's a sign of the real, yeah. Well, we don't have much real then, do we?
It's not that.
For detachment. Because everyone cling to what one takes as real when it's not real, like a dream. Mm-hmm. We consider this life so very important, but it will be like a dream for next life. So what about yesterday? Happiness, enjoyment, clinging, they are gone. So it's like a dream. It seems so important, but actually it's not. It's only thinking about people and things. For the whole life, if there's no understanding of reality at all, not just one life, many, many lives. This is the path, developing understanding. Otherwise, there's no conditions for right awareness at all, because right awareness must be unexpectedly. By conditions, pure conditions.
So really there's no difference between the sign now, or in my busy work life, just many signs, than if I went off to a quiet place. There's still the signs, there's still the nimittas.
And avijja, not knowing about the sign and the real.
Yeah.
There's thinking, you know, I mean, it does vary, you know.
Well, I don't know. What's thought about varied, but the thinking is just
lower
thinking.
Is attachment. Even you think you are calm, but lots of attachment.
Would you like it to arise now?
What's that?
That you would like to have it when you go.
Calmness.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to have pleasant feeling, yeah. Pleasant feeling is always a feeling.
See, that's attachment. It's not kusala.
So I should not want my pleasant feeling. Why can't I help it? You know, so that's why we have food that's more delicious than not delicious.
It's okay, you can't help it, but don't take it for kusala when it is not, you know.
Oh, no, I don't take it for kusala. I never said it was kusala.
Oh,
I said there can be a condition for kusala. I didn't say it was kusala. I never said it was the end game. It's like coming here is a condition. I don't necessarily have endless moments of kusala when I'm here, but I find it helpful. I find it a condition for later on.
So it's fine to follow one's attachment, we all do, to go to a nice quiet place and go to a retreat center
or come to Ajahn Suchin's teachings.
Or do whatever one likes. But if one appreciates more about Dharma at this moment, one won't make any distinction in terms of being at work or being in a retreat center, because one knows any Dharma now can be the object of panya.
one doesn't have to think about this situation as more suitable or more convenient.
But at the end of the day, that's fine, I agree with that. At the end of the day, though, and Ajahn has actually said this already as well, we do have different tendencies. We're not all the same.
Right.
We can't all live in apartment in the same city.
It's also a tendency to wrong view. It's also tendency, latent tendency. Lopa is also latent tendency.
Regardless.
So there's a difference between following one's tendency naturally. We all have different tendencies. So some like to go to a quiet retreat center. Some like to go to the beach. Some like to come
here. Come here.
You got that in. That's okay. But if one has the idea that this is the place that is more conducive to follow the path, rather than when one's at home at work or going crazy talking on the telephone, that's when the wrong view comes in.
Mm. It's conducive to, I said.
Just
it's
to
conducive,
understand.
Yeah.
For that sake only.
Yeah. But this is the thing. So we come here because it's conducive to...
To have more understanding.
To have more
in
understanding.
Order to have less attachment.
Well, that's right.
We
come
here to learn that wherever we are is the right place to be.
But this is not a monopoly on that. This is not the only place on the planet where you can do that.
That's Sarah was thinking.
Yeah. So we'd have to put that in the same position. This is not a monopoly. So therefore, for someone else, there may be other places, other things that may be conducive.
We can have understanding.
I know. What we're saying, Ajahn, is that by coming here, for example, when we come here,
anywhere.
Well, no, but the point is we come here, we go to a lot of trouble to come here. And the reason we do that is because we recognize that it's a condition. It can be a condition for greater understanding. That's why we come here. It's silly to say not otherwise. I'd like you to just respond to this if you can, just so we can put this thing to rest. I understand all these points, but the thing is, we do come here because we find it helpful. Otherwise, we wouldn't come here. So to say that we don't have to go anywhere, we could stay at home, it's a slight contradiction, because I could stay at home, I don't need to come here, but you know that we come here because we find it helpful.
Your conditions.
Well, that's right. It's my condition. So therefore, if I go somewhere else,
your
that's
conditions
my conditions
again.
Also.
Yeah.
That's the point.
But what about the understanding?
Well, obviously, it's not just coming that matters. Ajahn, what are the conditions for understanding?
Besides what?
No, I'm starting from a blank slate. I don't know.
Besides hearing?
Hearing.
Reading, considering, discussing. What else? To me, I think that the formal practice is like postponing with desire and attachment.
I agree with you, Ajahn. Okay. I don't disagree.
So what about conditions for right awareness at any time, any place, anywhere?
So
to be courageous enough.
So if I have conditions to be in a monastery because I like to be in a monastery, can I still develop awareness?
When there are right conditions, right understanding enough,
the right conditions,
not to postpone,
yes,
because
correct.
It's conditioned to arise, not by expectation.